This week's parsha is Parshat Yitro. It's called after a man named Yitro, who's come to see how the Jewish people, and for that matter, how his family is doing. He's Moshe's father-in-law, and he brings with him Moshe's wife and children. Now, there's something about the background of this story which causes the rabbis to pose a question which perhaps we're not all that familiar with. The question that comes up is the story being told in the proper sequence? More often than not, as the Torah has unfolded from the beginning, we haven't really noticed that there has been even a possibility that things are not being told in their proper sequence. There are a number of times later in the Torah where this will become clear to those, again, who pay attention, that not everything is being told as it unfolds. Some stories are told thematically because they connect to something else in that area. And that's the question that arises over here. Is the story of Yitro being told in its proper sequence, or perhaps not? One of the reasons to question this is that after his arrival, and there's a celebration, and Yitro is truly happy about what has happened to the Jews, he then observes how Moshe spends his entire day judging the people. Now the question is, if this takes place in our books, it's in chapter 18, the giving of the Torah is only spoken about in chapter 20. If the Jews don't have the Torah yet, then what exactly is Moshe doing when he's judging the people? Based on what? Based on what laws? That may be, as I said, the reason why it's questioned whether the story is being told in its proper sequence. But let's consider then the question which has to immediately then arise. Why is it being told specifically right now? So this question may have something to do with the section which we were told about immediately prior to this. And that was the war against Amalek. Amalek are known, as far as the Jewish people is concerned, as being those people whose very values are the opposite of what the Jewish values are. And it's said that there's an ongoing war and tension and fight between the Jewish people and Amalek. This may be the background. Lest someone think that as far as Jews are concerned, all non-Jews are the same and all non-Jews are out for our destruction, immediately after telling the story of Amalek, it talks about another man, Yitro. And while Amalek, who apparently also hears about the Jews leaving Egypt, and that sets them off on a murderous rage, Yitro comes to celebrate. Yitro comes and he's really, truly happy. The rabbis in the Midrash tell us something interesting. It tells us that Paro had three advisors. One advisor, it says, was Yitro. The other advisor was Bilam. And the third advisor was Eov, or Job. And Paro turns to these three wise people and asks them, what should we do with our Jewish problem? Perhaps we need what Paro could have called a final solution. Bilam, the man who eventually would be hired to curse out the entire people, advocates to wipe out the entire people. Bala'am, swallow them up, swallow up the whole nation. Yitro argues that's unethical. You can't go killing people who you disagree with. And the third Job, according to the Midrash, remains silent. He has nothing to say. Perhaps Job sees himself as being neutral, not wanting to take a side. He's neutral. The question is to be neutral in the face of genocide really moral? There were certain countries during World War II that chose neutrality. Was neutrality in the face of Nazism really something which is ethical and moral? Rabbi Soloveitchik explained this midrash and said that's the reason why Job ends up suffering and experiencing pain. He could only feel his own pain and he could not feel anyone else's pain, so God gave him his own pain. He was a good man in the sense that he did nothing wrong. But then again, is inaction in the face of genocide truly doing nothing wrong? So according to this beautiful midrash, Job is in silence, and he'll end up feeling his own pain. Bilam will come back and find the opportunity to try to wipe out the Jews again, and we'll have our interaction with him later on in the Torah. But Yitro and the story of Yitro needs to be placed right here, after the story of Amalek, to tell us there are some good guys out there. There are some people who celebrate with us. There are some people who are really happy when the Jewish people succeed. And that's why the story of Yitro is being told right now, right after the terrible battle of Amalek, to tell us that there was a man who heard about what happened and didn't come to attack us, didn't come to curse us. Rather, he came to share our joy and to celebrate with us.